It's your boy Country coming live from the South. Got something to say. Episode 90. We back.
What's happening, man? I'm badly woke, but I'm here. Dedicated.
And it's heavily orchestrated, never duplicated, lyrical symphony known as the eternal wind, eternity holding it down for the South. Yeah.
Man, what's up, everybody? I was trying to share my YouTube video, but I don't know what I'm doing. That's what happened when you try to multitask. Wait. That ain't gonna do it. When you try to multitask and do other things. Man,
Oh, that was a literal definition of multitask.
Yeah, man. You know, humans are not capable of multitasking. I think I told you this before.
So, I mean, I can't slap shit at you and talk shit at the same time.
You can switch tasks real fast. You may be really good at that. You may throw the arm first and then say something and then it...
Bitch!
Nope, you was off. It was a fraction of a second off. Fraction of a second off. But, man, it's been kind of a blur, like you said. Yeah. It's been a blur. We went to a ball this weekend, Portland City, second line of ball.
How was it?
That was great. That was fun. Booster performed. Booster was probably the best dude in the building, bro. Like, bro came in short. I ain't expected, though.
They asked him to play this song Nasty. He said, bitch, I ain't singing that song. I got a fucking suit on.
But nah, he put on a real good show. And he recognized, you know, he knew where he was at. He really flexed the fact that Mobile rock with him for so long.
Yeah.
We performed three of his songs for him.
I mean, Boosie been on the Gulf Coast for a long time, fucking Gulf Coast. Even before he was big.
For real?
He fucking the Gulf Coast. You know, I remember Lil Boosie when he was Lil Boosie.
You remember Lil Boosie when he was Lil Boosie?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you know he ain't Lil Boosie no more. No. Bad.
Oh, yeah, he Boosie.
No, I'm talking that's when right. He was the little nigga in the big crew. I remember he used to come down here, yeah.
Back when there was Pimp C Presents, Boosie.
Yeah, I mean, well, Pimp C never, I don't remember them coming to Atmo, but I'm talking about Boosie was like just a little random nigga.
No, their first coming to the album was presented by Pimp C.
On Trail, yeah.
No, I ain't saying that, I ain't. I'm talking about when he was just like the cats at the Run Mall trying to get on. He wasn't even had blew up quite yet. You remember? He was just a little nigga. Remind me a lot of like Lil Snoop. That's the reason why he probably liked Lil Snoop so much. You feel me? Remind me a lot of that. You know what I mean? Okay. He was just a little dude that liked to rap. I actually thought, like, Lab Mr. Big can make it before he did.
He was wrong.
No, I mean, actually, Lab Mr. Big made the hit probably right before he did. But he just didn't go as big as Boosie did.
I was going to say, yeah, Mr. Big made a hit.
Yeah. Not bigger.
A few.
Yeah.
He had long hair. He had Trial Time. Okay. I mean, then you think about...
Hoes.
Hoes.
I mean, but, like, you know, so, whole... Whole Chick, those are regional.
But let's say something. I just said it wrong. It's called Whole Chick.
Yeah, that's regional.
Most of them regional.
Take that to Trial, probably.
Trial Time ain't. Trial Time definitely is not. Yeah. And then Popping My Collar.
Popping My Collar. That's the one I was thinking. So yeah. Trial Time, Popping My Collar, them went low. I mean, them went state. Right. Yeah. Boosie got a bunch of them.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, look, we ain't debate who was the bigger artist, but on the Gulf Coast at the time when Trial Time hit, there wasn't even no such thing as Boosie on the radio, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, for sure. But
you had Cash Money, you had No Limit, and that was pretty much it.
Yeah.
It's always been the East Coast and West Coast shit.
Drake wouldn't even thought about then either.
No. Hell no.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. What I was pointing out was the relevance of the statement. Sorry.
No, I get it.
You feel what? That's why I was like, I don't, like you said what you said, but I was pointing out, like I didn't. Never mind.
Yes.
I'm not a bad guy, I promise. It's just the way my mind works. Man, but either way, the ball was great. I also learned this weekend, because it was a 3-day weekend. I don't know. Every day is a weekend day for me. But it was a 3-day weekend for everybody else, right?
Yeah, Martin Luther King was Monday. Yeah.
So I realized this week, I'm actually getting old for real. I can't party 3 days straight and drink all 3 days and be normal.
I thought you figured that out in Vegas.
No, in Vegas it was a lot. Bro, in Vegas I control my sleeping pattern. I ain't get to control my sleeping pattern this weekend. Mm.
I see that.
Mm-mm.
Game changer. I had to be up early and all that. Don't put my business out there in the street.
Where I ain't saying a thing. Bro,
do you see how you're looking?
Hey, man.
Leave.
Hey, man. One bro,
he rough, man.
Don't look in my eyes and tell me what I'm thinking.
Yeah, looking like, like, man, wonder why that was. Bro, what are you doing?
Test your strength.
Yeah, stop testing stuff. Man, what else happened, bro? What else we got?
Bro, I legit, I ain't did nothing. Dream asked when he was supposed to be going to the ball.
Nope. End up being hoodwinked.
Bro, bamboozled. Look, all I see was that picture in the corner of Dream's head. And I was just like, just so you know, got him.
I don't like to teach a lot of time, but I ain't a bad person. So it was her and her friends supposed to win. And then a lot of them got scared with the COVID stuff. And they all pretty much backed out. She been trying to go to this thing since before I ever went. I'm not a big ball person, you know what I mean? Gotcha. It's just too expensive, bro. And when they backed out, she already did the hair, the nails. She had spent hundreds of dollars already. Right. It been bad for her not to be able to go. And she wasn't going by herself, you know what I mean? So
right.
About 3 hours before the ball, I said, fuck it, I go. For real, man. But they opened it up this year, right? So our seats was in the ghetto. They opened it up. So you know how you've been one for a while. You guys have been. You know it's all on the main hall.
Yeah.
Well, now they open up this side hall where they put screens and speakers in there. Basically, it was his own club.
Okay.
It was pretty neat to me. You know what I mean? You know how the tables be.
Right.
Like they were here. But it wasn't like that. Now it was asked about you can sit back. You know what I mean? It made it more comfortable too, because it was every bit of 70 tables in the section they put off. It was kind of like its own VIP.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah, man. Boots ain't spit on me now. Time.
Was y'all in the same section?
Man,
he was
nah, bro.
He was one table from stage.
Nah,
bro. Oh, so you was in VIP.
Yeah, bro. I only watch shows from the balcony. Look, what are you talking about?
Look, he was one table from the stage. Literally, it was one other table in front of his, between him and the stage. And my table was one from the back door. Like, I seen Boosa come in the building. Hell no. I really did.
Oh, yeah? What time he got there? Though,
it was late.
I figured it would.
Yeah.
Ain't no way he been here this whole time.
He pulled in with two Escalades, a Toyota Corolla, an old one. Okay, I think the DJ got out of that motherfucker chain clothes in the parking lot.
I went down, bro. They probably drove from Baton Rouge, for sure.
Ain't but 2.5 hours.
Not even. It's about three.
It ain't before. Baton Rouge is about 30, 45 minutes on the side of New Orleans. So I'll say 2.5, bro, if you're driving.
It's about three.
I give you that. It was four from Apple.
Only reason I know that is because I had to wake my ass up one morning at like 2:30. About 2:30 in the morning. Because I had to take the day to Baton Rouge, turn around, come back, and go to work.
Why did you have to do that?
And I still made it to work at like
8:45. Why did you have to do that?
But it was like, go up, turn right around.
Is it private? Why you had to do that?
It was for a film.
I keep my comments to myself.
Yeah. It was pretty neat, though. It was some other cats over there. They went outside and smoked a cigar with me when I went to smoke my cigarette. And they were looking at me when I went out the door and said, hey, that's a smoke session. The bitch finna be. Shit, I don't know what this section for, but that we finna do over here. He said, shit, I'm coming with you. Then don't lock that door. We'll be fucked up. Because the gate out there, you had to jump the gate to try to get back in. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So we put a little kitchen in the door. We sat there and smoked. And he was telling his friend from out of town, the guy with him, he had never been to one before. He was just talking about how good a vent it is. You know, he was like, I like how he got a section off. We're like, well, now this is the first time they ever sectioned off. You know, he said, but I like it though, man. You kind of got your own little props. I'm like, that's what I was just telling her. I know she wanted seats up front and stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, you can walk up there. They made the dance floor slash right in front of the state area bigger this year too.
Yeah.
I remember last year that gate was up farther. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So like only VIP people could damn near get the stage. Now you was shit from here to refrigerator from the state even if you ain't in VIP. Right. Standing room now. You know what I'm saying? So that made it so that the artists see a sea of people as well. You know what I'm saying?
It was a sea of people.
Dream was like right here by the front of the cage and I was right here. And then he was like, man, I'll be back. And by the time he came back, Boots was performing. So he was way back there. I look back, I was like, oh.
That's cool though, man.
Man, he threw a hell of a, man, it was good.
How long was he on stage?
Did you hear me holler when he got quiet and started staying? And I hollered, the whole crowd bust out laughing. He said something. And then the girl said something to him. He just stopped. And he just started looking real weird for that second. You remember that? I said, I know these things. She said, what? I said, put your lips on live. I get $1,000.
I did hear you.
Okay, that was me.
I know what I'm
saying. I wish he'd heard it. You mean, with yeah, that whole section turned around and bust out laughing.
I heard it, but I didn't know who said it. It took him.
That's what he was saying in his mind.
Yeah,
but he stopped and just stared at that girl. When she said, he just stopped. I said, I know what he thinking.
Yeah, he performed for what? He performed about an hour.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
He stayed up there for a while.
He would have stayed long. They cut the light on.
Yep, they cut the lights on.
Damn.
Yeah, he was like, man, we might be in here out to 3 o'clock. He like, man, I don't love Mobile. And then you're right. I ain't think about that. They did turn.
That when he cut the light on, he said, you know what? Run those out, this motherfucker. Man, let's set it off in this bitch. And then he did his, you know, set it off.
That's what's up.
I wish he did a song with Brazen and Lawful. Don't know he got.
Yeah. Man, I
probably got him shot at.
I knew Bun B was coming, but I did not know Bun B was gonna be here Sunday. I was so upset.
Right. Let me tell you what's crazy though. So I bought Wale tickets for next month for my birthday.
Where's that?
At Soul Kitchen.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. So I bought Wale tickets to the Soul Kitchen back November sometime. Yeah, before we went to Vegas. No, it was right after we came from Vegas. And then right after that, December they announced the Currencies show.
So?
And I was like, man, I really can't keep spending money. Kind of knew it was time for me to get back to work.
Right.
So I'm going to miss the Currencies show, right?
Right.
But then I find out like this month that it was a Bun B show. I was like, man, see, now they're just messing with folks.
Yeah. Shouts out to T-Man Let. He performed. He opened for
Bambi?
Bambi, yeah. That's what's up. T-Man Let, yep.
That's solid.
MGM Let, big brother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's solid.
He just shot a video a couple days ago. And I'm only saying that the pic with him if he watching. And they did the video with a whole lot of fake artillery around, you know, imagine and Pritchard, a whole lot of fake artillery. One of the homeboy that was in the video with him while they were flexing, hit him in the goddamn face with the gun. Split his shit right here. Goddamn, man. Can you imagine the man shooting the video then? I'd be horrified, man. Horrified, bro. Yeah, put a nice little cut on the side of the head. I said, damn, fam. Yo, two turns.
PA.
Yeah, all day.
Bro, something happened. I don't want to put out bad. What happened to Big White's wings?
I have no idea.
It's still open, but something happened around with that. We'll figure it out later.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I've been wanting Stupid Fry forever, and they still open, but something happened. I can't remember. It was last year sometime, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, man.
NFTs.
NFTs. Oh, it's on me.
Yeah.
So I was telling Dream about this and Eternity about this before show. I was telling him, man, I've been really getting into the NFT stuff. And we talked about how I've been around for about 8 months, but it's been around longer than that, but it got serious about 8 months ago. And I was telling them what did it for me, because I was ignoring it for the most part. Mm-hmm. And what did it for me is, what, 6 months ago I bought my Oculus. Me, right, Racist Ryan, Aaron, a couple people bought them. But outside of that, that's all the people I knew with Oculus. When I got my Oculus, of course, I found about two more people from my Facebook friend list that had them. So I knew a total of five people. And then Facebook decided that they was going to rename their parent company. So a lot of people are like, oh, Facebook renaming. No, Facebook is still called Facebook.
Right.
Their parent company is called Meta.
Right.
But during the renaming, they announced that they're working on the metaverse. And they press conference was specific about being able to go to concerts, live video stuff, and accomplish productivity stuff, workplace meetings, have virtual art shows and spaces like that. That's, they focused on that. They didn't focus on the actual gaming part of it. Because it's going to be fun, too. But they focused on that. That was seen at the time seemed like a great response because of COVID, right? A lot of companies decide to stay from work from home. Like, even if COVID goes away, they still plan on staying work from home because it's just
cut down a lot. Yeah, cut down a lot over it.
Cost efficient and productivity went up from doing that, which is surprising, right?
Well, it's hard to call in at home.
Yeah.
You can, but you know what I'm saying? Right. What's it's an excuse.
It's a lot harder to, like, it's a lot. You'll push through with a head. I don't
feel good. I'm at home.
Right.
I know. Put your goddamn computer on and do some work.
Right. You more liable to push through at home than you would at work. So they focused on that a lot. And then something happened right before Christmas. You could buy land on the metaverse. And I was like, man, I need to buy some land. They was telling this thing, dude, go buy some land. Hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. So I go jump in to buy some land. Come to find out Snoop Dogg just bought some land. Ruined everything. Snoop Dogg bought a whole bunch of land. All the land cost at bare minimum $8,000 an acre of virtual land. Right? $8,000. 1 acre. Virtual land.
Why?
So I was like, I missed that boat. But that got my mind turned on. Like, man, that's different. So they're going to make this metaverse thing some big. Right? They're going to pull out all the stops. I actually watched 2 Chainz concert on the Oculus the other day. Live.
With other people. I know you know. I mean, basketball, they got to set up. They setting it up where you can, like, watch it from
live court game, courtside. Yeah. They already, it's already on there.
Yeah.
It was a trash game the other day, so I didn't watch it. But I'm watching 2 Chainz concert live, talking to people beside me.
They're going to have pay-per-views set up that way.
Yeah.
You can sit ringside, but in your house in the chair.
Right. But yeah. And so the ideal is right now, all that's free. But what they're going to do once they get it right, you have to buy them tickets. You want to go to this. It's going to be just like pay-per-view for watching the TV. You buy that ticket to sit ringside or courtside or whatever for premium stuff. Brilliant idea. So then it hit me. Christmas time passed. This is about 5 days off Christmas. I went from knowing like 5 people with Oculus to like 60. It was the hottest device this year.
It was most definitely.
Everybody got an Oculus this year. Like, that was the Christmas device. Everybody got Oculus. And then some of those households is doubling down on Oculus now because they bought their kids an Oculus thinking it was for them. And they used it. And they like it. They want their own. So now they're doubling down on it. And then now you look into the marketplace on the Oculus. It's a whole bunch of new stuff. Like, they pumping content quickly. Come to find out, full circle, NFTs. NFTs is digital art, music, stuff like that.
What's the actual acronym for NFT?
Non-fungible tokens. Fungible.
Fungible. I think that's how they say it.
Fungible tokens. You know what fungible mean?
Sound like something I don't want to catch.
Nah, so like, if you got $10 and I got $10, I give you my 10 for your 10. They worth 10. But a non-fungible token, if I tell you that this is worth $50 and you give me $1 for it, doesn't take away from the fact that I think it's worth 50 and you think it's worth $1. But you can turn around and sell it to somebody else that may think it's worth 50. It's art. It's just like buying skins on Call of Duty. Right, they say it's worth $10 for to get this skin pack, but it actually you can't. It doesn't have a real value. Predetermined value. Yeah, so that's what NFT stands for. But with that being said, now all that stuff is that you buy an NFT. It's the new flex. It's like saying like back in, and this is from a video I seen. I wish I could credit who it was. I've been doing a bunch of research, but they were like, man, back in the day, people used to have dinner parties. Everybody get dressed up, nicest clothes. I got on the Rolex. I pulled up in the Lamborghini. But the real flex was the guy who had the dinner table set up, and behind the dinner table was a Vincent Van Gogh picture that was worth $10 million. Mm-hmm. That was the real flex. You know what I'm saying?
He's like, this is what this is. This people want to have, you know, clout. And that's the same thing. You don't want to, like, Fortnite kids, man, they spend more money on Fortnite and NBA 2K than almost any games on the market. Because you don't want to look like the standard Fortnite player. Like, the person they give you at the beginning of the game, everybody look like that. The first thing kids want to do is not look like that no more. So they spend all their allowance on it. Man, it's people out there with $10,000 in Fortnite. Right. It's people out there, and NBA 2K is even worse because that stuff don't transfer. Every year you start over. Man, there's people in NBA 2K. Well, it used to didn't transfer. I don't know. Now I don't play it. But it's people that's $5,000-$10,000 in 2K. Ain't nothing for them to drop $100 every week. Bro, that's insane. $100 a week, 52 weeks. Quick math. Quick math. Bro, that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? But people do it. So basically, what this is metaverse is going to be constant. It's going to be forever. Your workplace, stuff like that. And that's why the tokens and stuff like that is flying. And then the biggest thing for tokens. So, like, the artist doing well, but they thinking the artist going to fall off at some point. Cause so, it's like, I can make art right now and post it for NFTs. Mm-hmm. But they thinking the art is going to slow down. It's going to be the upper echelon arts piece is going to stay around. But where they're thinking the money, where it's going to stay in NFT world is access. Like, in order to go to that UFC match on there, you got to buy NFC token. Mm. You got to buy access pass. And that's how you buy it. Oh, it's pretty cool. It's pretty interesting stuff. So you should look into it definitely if you're into the financial side of things.
I need more tangible stuff right now. Not intangible.
You know what though? I said fungible, shit about not Bitcoin, and here I am now going, God damn, I wish I'd have just had one.
No, I just right I'd now. Just
bought one. No, but I'm saying like yeah. at the time, bro, when Bitcoin first became a thing, and I could have got in on it to buy one Bitcoin, it would have been like $600.
No, I know Ryan was buying them when they were cheaper than that. Yeah,
I came in before you.
Ryan, I'm saying one right now is like $43,000.
Yeah, one of my people sold 10 Bitcoin for drugs.
And Papa John's pizza.
Because that's how unimportant it was at the time. You feel what I'm saying? So, I mean, they was a lot less expensive then. Now, another thing, we don't have access to a lot of this stuff in advance, too. Some of this stuff, I believe, been broke before we find out it'd been broke.
No, I had early access to Bitcoin. I could have had Bitcoin 3-4 months after it came out.
How much was it then, you think?
Not even a dollar.
Get out of there.
Straight up. Like, when it first dropped, it was maybe $2, $3, something like that. It was cheap. Super cheap. But, like, man, back then, I wasn't buying none off Silky Road. So, Bitcoin back then was used just for the black web.
Yeah.
Like, outside of black web, it was no point in having it. I wasn't using Silky Road. I mean, I didn't want to buy grenades and nothing like that.
You gotta put me on that.
On Silky Road?
Yeah.
Well, they got it. He went to jail. He in prison.
But who was the new Silky Road?
It's a new one. Just get you a torrent browser and then you figure it out. I'll point you in the right direction. You need a torrent browser though. You can't use a Google Chrome or something like that. You can download a torrent browser. Just Google it.
I got a couple things I need.
I mean, if you want to order a hit, that's where you order hits on.
No, wait a minute. Why? I don't want to kill people.
They got real dark, I just real
want
fast.
I just want the access to do it if I need to.
That's where you do hits at, man, on Silky Road.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, on the dark web. Get you a torrent browser. We'll just get you set up, man. No problems. I mean, I don't do any of the illegal stuff. I just know how to get there. But, nah, man, I'm going to tell you, and this is what solidified it for me, though, Dream. Shouldn't blow your mind. You look like you about to explode. Bro, you know on Mario, like the little black bombs, like if you jump on them, they start flashing before yeah. that. That's how he looked.
Black and blacker.
Bro, but nah, I'm going to tell you how advanced Jay-Z is, bro. You're going to like this fact. How advanced Jay-Z is.
The artist?
Yeah. 6 months ago, Jay-Z switched his Twitter profile to that picture?
Which is an NFT.
It's an NFT. 6 months ago or longer. And everybody, the whole world seen it. Nobody knew what it was. He bought the NFT probably 6 months. That NFT probably worth $100 million right now. Easy worth $100 million. He bought it
6-7 months ago. And just changed his profile picture to it.
Dumbo.
And he ain't Dumbo again.
But you caught that.
Yeah, he was Dumbo the first time.
You caught that reference.
Yeah, I'm a fan. What you mean?
Anyway, man, I don't want to bore y'all to death with NFT and blockchain talk.
But he got people to sit around him all day long and tell him about stuff like that is coming. Yeah. You know what I mean? When you're a billionaire, bro, that's the sweet thing about being rich. Once you just hit a certain spot, money will find you.
That's a fact.
I mean, money would knock on your door and beg you to take it.
That's a fact.
Once you can get to that, just get to that certain spot.
Right.
Go ahead.
Nah, are we finished talking about this? What I got is real. I just came across something. Mm-hmm. You know, scrolling.
Or something silly?
No, it ain't even something silly. Are we still talking NFT?
I'm not going to bore him no more.
No, it's cool. No, it's actually really good information for it, because there's a lot of people out there like myself that see them, but like didn't know that they went back that far. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to touch on this, and then we're going to move into something else.
Right.
But everybody knows I'm a wrestling fan on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So about a day ago, it came out that the WWE had trademarked this name called Gunther Stalk or something like that. I gotta go back and look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever is in their marketing department should probably learn how to use Google. So I think his name was Gunther Stark. I don't think it was Stark. I think it was Stark. Anyway, Gunther. Mm-hmm. I know it's Gunther. Was a real life Nazi general.
Oh wow.
Like the full name. Wow. Gunther Stark was a real life Nazi general. How do you take a man that has established a name with your company from the UK brand to the NXT American brand for the last 4 to 5 years as Walter? That's what everybody knows him as. That's what he is. Mm-hmm. And y'all decide to rename 6'7", 360-pound Austrian, the name of a real-life neo-Nazi.
That's funny.
Make that shit make sense. I guarantee you, somehow, some way,
he is rolling.
I'm going to give him 3 weeks, and they're going to be like, no, fuck that. You're going back to Walter. Or they're going to just drop the last name, but they're going to keep the first name, which is what they do a lot. And even then, that's still gonna be real stupid. But yeah,
That's crazy.
You are a multi-million-dollar organization. How in the heck? You know what? Anyway, moving on. We got through the first round of playoffs.
Yeah,
we got through wild card weekend, which was a
wild card weekend. It was wild as hell.
Everybody, I ain't gonna say everybody. A lot of people wanted that Patriots Tampa Bay thing. Man, New England got their ass washed.
Dismantled.
Like,
hey, you still a rookie. Sit down. Sit down somewhere.
Man. Mm-mm.
Then, following that, the next upset, Cowboys.
I knew that shit was going to happen.
Bruh. Let me tell you. So, now I'm the opposite, right?
Your fans look worse than Alabama fans. I'm sorry. I know y'all Alabama fans. But they.
Thanks, I appreciate you for that. So crazy thing is, though, is that like I'm a Chiefs fan. And everybody hate the Cowboys except me. I don't hate the Cowboys, bro. The only reason why I don't hate them is because
I've been saving that one, boy. That one, you know. Go ahead.
Both of y'all got stuff going on. I'm going to build a bubble. But, everybody hate the Cowboys but me, bro, because if I like an NFT, I'm at NFT. NFC team. I like the Cowboys. Now I'm a Chiefs fan. AFC Chiefs. And NFL Chiefs. But
you gotta have one team on the other division that you flirt with a little.
Yeah, I like
that. You know, Denver like that for me.
Oh, is that?
I always have them.
I ain't know that.
That's why I know so much about them.
Yeah.
The Niners versions of them. That's why I know something about them. I watch them more than the Saints then because she wasn't nothing to watch in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Facts.
I used to hate the Cowboys because the Cowboys always was on TV, even when they saw her. Like, bro, they going to play on Thanksgiving Day every year, and they can be 1-0.
And Detroit.
And Detroit. Detroit is the... Ooh.
Them Thanksgiving team, though. Them two teams going to play on Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving every year. Can't stand it, right? Yeah. So, but, man, I was pulling for them, man. And then they got beat to death.
To sleep.
But, let's go back about a month and a half ago.
Nah, you finna put words in my mouth. Finna lie.
No, I'm not. No, I'm just gonna put words in my mouth. I told you.
That they go to the first round and lose.
You know, I told you they go to the first round and get fucked up. We had this whole discussion, remember?
But see, I didn't argue.
Talking about how good they were. I'm like, you know what? They look good. You right. I said, but I don't know how they doing, bro. They find a way to get in that first round and get destroyed.
I didn't argue that with you because that was what they've been doing. They've been doing that for, forever, right? But then, like...
At least 20 years.
Then, like, they ain't got Tony Romo no more, so I feel like they was going to break that curse.
I don't know if it was Tony Romo, bro. Tony Romo had these same great seasons sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, he looked like the MVP for a while. The team looked unstoppable.
But, you know, like, Tua...
They had a first-round bye one time. They got destroyed in the second round.
Think about this, though, bro. It was like two or three of those playoff games that Tony Romo played in. They lost because he dropped the field goal hole. Remember that?
No.
Man, he was supposed to hold the ball for the kicker.
Really?
He dropped them like two times. Then he dropped like he muffed a snap one time.
Well, Dallas dropped the game.
The whole game.
This week.
Whole game. And then, like, so I'm going to tell you the next thing that shocked me. This is just me giving y'all an intro to how I viewed the playoffs this weekend.
Okay.
So I'm like telling people, like, man, if it ain't Green Bay, I think it's going to be Arizona. Since Dallas out now.
So, but realistically, I don't think, unless you was a fan.
Y'all seen what happened to Arizona last week?
It was almost impossible to predict that, bro. Going into this week of playoff, Arizona Cardinals looked like the hottest team in the NFC.
Now, somebody told me they wasn't. Somebody told me they wasn't for real.
But I didn't like the Rams.
I didn't either.
I don't like the Rams.
Going into this game, the Rams looked like the biggest screw up.
They did.
At that high record. Yeah. So the way they went into this game, there's no way they were going to beat the Cardinals. Cardinals have been red hot. Man. And the Rams have been red cold.
Mm-hmm.
Rams keep finding ways to lose, bro. I mean, literally finding ways to lose. There's no way I thought that if they won, it would have been like they won.
Right.
Bruh, it was bad.
It was bad.
Bad.
It was almost the worst. The score don't show how bad it was because they let off the gas out the second half. You know what I mean? But they literally did whatever they wanted to do to them. They had, going into the third quarter, they still had a negative yards in the first half.
But let me tell you.
You know that?
Yeah, I did.
Their offense was in a negative going into the first half. No first downs. No, nothing, bro. Just bad.
I turned off the game when Kyler Murray was about to get sacked. He just decided to throw it up, and they scooped it a pick six. I went, "Oh, it's over." Like I was like, "I quit." Like I didn't even want to see no more of the game. I turned the game off in that moment.
But check this out. Go ahead.
No, you good. That's all I was gonna say.
It got to do with that. So. I was talking to Tisha the whole time. And I'm like, I mean, I don't understand what the coaches would be seeing. And I know I'm not an NFL coach. And I may not be smart enough, but from the outside looking in. Okay, they had a game plan. We're going to get to him early and often. That was the game plan. It was obvious. They almost blitzed him every play. We're going to get to him early and often, and he's going to have to beat us on one-on-one packages.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Okay, now when you see that after the first drive or two, you got to make that adjustment then, not at halftime. You feel me? Not at halftime. They made that adjustment in the fourth quarter, bro.
Yeah, it was way too late.
Well, now they say it was like 9-10 minutes left in the fourth quarter, and they started throwing quick, you know, like three and outs and stuff like that, which that's what you do to stop defenses that's being over-aggressive.
Right.
You start that early. You feel me? That make them sit back a little. Then you can run the ball. You can do a little something different. But they waited to the fourth quarter to start making a play. Then he started throwing passes. One out of him. I'm like, why did you wait till now? Who coaching that team?
You're exactly right. I do want to go back to the Dallas game. You done with that?
Yeah.
Bruh. The way the Dallas game ended was very controversial, though.
Chelsea, I didn't get to see the end. I heard.
I watched it.
Yeah, it's super controversial.
I don't think so for one reason and one reason only.
The rule is he got to hand the ball
to the referee. And if you, as a professional player, you know that. You know you cannot spot the ball yourself.
He most definitely spotted the ball.
He spotted the ball
and himself. He spotted the ball 2 yards or different from where the referee spotted the ball. Right.
The wrong way, though.
Yeah. It don't matter, bro.
He spotted the ball back 2 yards.
The rules are room for a reason. Ref got the ball. No, nigga. Now you out of time. Yep. I didn't see it. And I didn't maybe thought about it. Yeah,
the referee was like, the game is over. That's it. He was like, God. Oh, y'all seen the meme? It's a meme, bro. It's like, there's no timeouts left. There's 14 seconds left. We got to have a touchdown. And say, Dak, I'm going to run the ball. He got a coke by
focal. Jeez. Bro. They had an impressive drive going. They drove the field. They drove the field 60 yards.
Yes.
They was in the red zone.
And shit it on the clock.
Yep.
Yep. Oh, man.
Man, my team retired Big Ben successfully.
Yeah.
Bro, it got to the point where I started feeling like, man, y'all need to chill. Bro, Travis Kelce threw a touchdown pass.
He did.
To a linebacker.
Then y'all offensive lineman called a touchdown pass.
Yeah.
And he threw the man down before he would have caught the pass, though. Did you
yeah,
see that?
I've seen that, yeah.
He actually grabbed the man in front, threw him down, this stuff that is on the call. I'm like, wait, something about that has got to be illegal. I don't know what the flag is for that shit, but somebody need to be ejected right now.
Bruh.
What the hell just happened?
Tyreek Hill was on the sideline cheerleading. I was like, bro, what is going on? Like, man, this man is retiring. But Big Ben was like, man, look, I ain't supposed to be here.
Nope, I quit 2 games ago. Big Ben was on the keep making me play.
Big Ben was on the sideline like they're packing cigarettes.
What a cigar behind his ear.
Big Ben was done, man.
Shit. So y'all know, they had Ben Z coming in, last play, Ben Z. Y'all know who Tonya Brown is? Anybody know who that is? You know he played here before. When you see me, see him. Shit, I know where to cry, bro.
He cried 2 games ago.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Man, so next week we got Titans.
I got it. All right.
We got Bills Chiefs. I know that.
The first game is at 4:30 on the 22nd. The Bengals at the Titans. Who win and why?
Titans win. Yeah, Derrick Henry back, one. And two, Titans is a better overall team. I think the Bengals is the most explosive team in the NFL right now. But
no.
I
no. No. Shit, no. You must not watch the Bills play the other night and Rams play the other night. Some people playing the ball right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
So look at everybody last 2 games versus the Bengals.
Just look at the playoff game.
Okay.
Yeah, the Bengals won like immaculate in the playoff. They did all right.
Yeah, they won. They ain't do, but
and this is a second round playoff for some rookies,
right? That was so
it's gonna be scary. Now.
They one of the most explosive team in the NFL.
Yeah,
that's a fact. I don't even know why you argued me just then because that's what I said.
That could be a problem. They not won, this week.
They won. Well, God damn it! You asked me my opinion.
Okay, go ahead.
They won the most explosive teams in the NFL. They are young though. That's their problem.
Yeah.
They're going to play a veteran team in the Titans. The Titans have been to the playoffs every year for the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. Now, they ain't done much with it, but they been. And Derrick Henry back.
Not just Derrick Henry. A well-rested Derrick Henry.
Yeah. He's back. I don't think they can.
Against a system of the defense is not built to stop a Derrick Henry.
That's not built to stop a run, period.
Yeah.
They're not built to stop a run, period. So, it's going to be a Derrick Henry Man, and then Tannehill got his game back. He throwing the ball. Yeah.
And Tennessee got defense when they want to play.
Yeah, bro. It's trouble.
They're going to put some pressure on Joe. They're going to put some pressure on Joe this week, bro.
It's rough. Who you think?
I got the Titans.
You got Titans, too? Yeah. You got Titans? We all agree Titans.
All right. Well, that night, same night, 49ers are going to Lambeau.
I got Green Bay.
What you got and why?
I feel like Aaron Rodgers got a point to prove. Even though at the beginning of the season, it just felt like he really didn't want to be in Green Bay no more.
And then he...
And now it's just kind of like, well, since I'm here...
I'm going to show y'all.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, I like what the 49ers did this week. But I don't think they can hold up against...
They played good this week, bro.
I didn't like
it. They played good. Debo... Debo is a beast.
You don't understand that. I told you I like the Cowboys.
I hate 49ers with a passion. But the 49ers look good, and Debo is a beast, dog. But I knew when they came out and started running the ball on them like they want to with running backs no one knows.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I said, you can't stop Mitchell.
Right.
Debo just slapping people. Sit your ass down. You too. I run the game today. I'm going to throw passes, run passes, and catch passes, and y'all sit on your asses. He just did what he wanted to do, bro. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know what I mean? Killed the only person that didn't show out like I thought he would. He actually fumbled, I think, once.
He did fumble.
He did.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to be honest. So, I think Green Bay take it, but I think this is going to be the game to watch.
Think so?
I think this and the Buffalo-Kansas City game.
Green Bay 49ers is going to be the game to watch?
I think it's going to be a good game.
Okay, so I got a completely different take.
Okay.
I pick Green Bay to win. My reason why is because they in Lombardi Field. That's a big reason.
That's literally the only reason for me.
Like, Lombardi Field, they don't lose them.
Yeah, they've lost. I think if I looked it up stats right, I think they've lost 5 there in the last 5 years. Some shit like that.
And it's cold.
In the last 2 years, they ain't lost none there.
And it's cold.
It's super cold.
Man, 49ers ain't used to nothing cold. Nothing
cold
ever,
which is why I'm actually kind of surprised that New England didn't play better in Buffalo and it was snowing.
Interesting fact, Packers and Aaron Rodgers himself have some weird kryptonite against the 49ers.
Oh, yeah, you did tell me that.
They, for some reason, can't hardly ever beat the 49ers. When they do, they barely itch it out, and that'd be, you know, a weird game. They 0-3 against the 49ers in the playoffs. And Rodgers have never beat 49ers in the playoffs either.
Really?
Like I said, I think they got something to prove.
that's deep.
Some folks just have false numbers. I still go Aaron Rodgers and the Packers all day. I don't think Jimmy G have another good game.
Nah, me neither.
Nah.
I mean, I don't think 49ers going to play like they did last week.
And I don't think Jimmy G going to have a game good enough either.
No. And he's not going to match.
Bro, they were talking about finding a quarterback until last week.
Yeah. But they were talking about that during the Dallas game.
Yeah.
And then, that he needed this more than anybody on the field.
Yeah.
They talked about it in the game. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He had a Bluetooth thing in his ear like, bitch, miss. You know what I mean? So on the 23rd, that Sunday, I actually think these are the better two games of the week. You got the Rams.
So that was your game of the week.
No, I'm still leaning towards the Buffalo Kansas City game.
So Rams are going to Tampa Bay to see the GOAT.
Hot take. Rams win in Tampa Bay. Game of the week.
Think so?
Yes, sir. Tampa Bay hurt up, man. They ain't got a whole lot of weapons. They tortured. And I can't even say that, bro. They beat Philly.
They torched Philly. Yeah, they went up 31-0. Then they just like don't do them like that.
Yeah, but I mean, with that being said, Philly is they got a young quarterback in the helm and a half-ass team. They traded everybody off.
Yeah.
LA firing on all cylinders right now.
That was one game. That's another quarterback that had the most to prove in that game. He had more to prove. Jimmy G trying to hold a job, but Matthew Stafford, you know, he's never won a playoff game in his career until last night. Mm-hmm. He had a lot to prove.
He won a playoff game his first year playing for a better team.
Yeah, well, they said that. They said that after he did win, though.
First year playing for a better
all
team.
The weapons he need and see that he played, oh, he played high caliber football, too.
Mm-hmm. Where they got high caliber offense and defense.
Yeah, but quarterback got to be on point.
Yeah.
Last night,
they was on
he point. Was throwing lasers. I mean, it was ridiculous.
What's your takes on that game?
Man.
Playoff Brady in effect, though.
He's so hard to beat.
The little X under his feet glowing.
Right, when I tell you he's hard to beat in the playoff, he is hard to beat in the playoff. At home, I don't think the weather be a problem. I just feel, I don't know, for some weird reason, I feel like they're going to out. I don't know, bro. Just, I'm not betting against Brady. Fuck that. I'm not doing it.
So you
for the I'm going to take Buccaneers, yeah.
All
right. I think they're going to, because Stafford is due a bad game again. And I think that him and Brady, Bruce Arians and Brady, know what to do to do it.
There's anybody the ball to
put together. That thing about great quarterback, bro. They don't care.
It don't matter. Yeah, you got a point there. You do got a point there. But see, I think the big difference is they.
I mean, he still got all my Evans.
That's all he got, though.
Yeah.
And Gronk.
Godwin still there?
No, Gronk went out.
Gone out?
Yeah.
Okay. I knew Brown was gone.
But this is the thing, though. They tortured Philly, and they lackluster a defense. Yeah. But, I mean, you going against the Rams defense, bro.
Yeah, but see, the difference is
Marcus Peters shut down a corner when
he was on. That ain't the part that scared me. The part is stopping the Rams offense, not the defense. Brady, that shit that they pulled against Arizona would never work against Brady. Brady ain't finna take no hits.
Oh, no, never.
Brady's going to eat them up with them quick plays to start the game out with.
Yeah.
Then when they loosen up, then they go down on
I don't even think they're going to go in the game that way, though. They're going to go in the game playing the pass.
Yeah, more prevent and zone type. They're going to go in the game gonna rush Brady like
playing
that.
The pass. But that's the thing. Their secondary is strong. Their secondary, bro. Marcus Peters is show out.
They're going to have to be strong.
Yeah. Their secondary is strong, bro. It's going to be a good
game.
They
call him the GOAT for a reason.
Oh, he is playoff Brady. Playoff time. But I like yeah. I said, my hot take was L.A., we lost our third opinion.
December and January. Man, I don't like messing with that dude, man. Hey, bro. It's the reason why he got, bro, they showed playoff wins. I think it was either wins or starts, something like that. And first to second is so far different, man. And you know who first is? Playoff Brady. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, ooh, man. I ain't betting against him. And I hate the Rams. That's the only one I'm betting with my heart. That second game right there is going to be the – if the Bills come out and play ball, that's my game of the night, of the week.
Bills Chiefs.
Bro, that should be a high-scoring game.
Well, I'm going to tell you, so – and now this is where everybody think. I'm going to think I'm going to be one-sided. Mm-hmm. This is the honest opinion. We demolished Bills in the playoffs last year. We dismantled them.
Yeah.
And we played them the second or third game this season, and they dismantled us. It was bad, bro. They beat us like a rented mule, bro.
Come on, Buffalo.
Buffalo beat us so bad in regular season. If they hadn't beat us in regular season, I wouldn't think we could beat them in the playoffs. But because how bad they beat us in regular season, I think we're going to go in with that chip on our shoulder.
They got to play in Kansas City, right?
Oh, yeah. They come to Arrowhead. Yeah. But they beat us Arrowhead in regular season.
Yeah.
Dismantled us. But they came in that game with a chip on their shoulder because we dismounted them in the playoffs.
They've been playing with chips on their shoulders these last few games.
So if they that's the only reason why I'm leaning KC is because we lost to them in the regular season when we was on that bad streak of luck when we lost a bunch of games back to back.
Yeah,
that's the only reason why I pick them. But outside of that, I think we win. That's my pick, and I do believe. I do believe that's going to be a good game. I still think the L.A.-Tampa game is going to be bigger.
Shit. No. Oh, even in this stats right here, the most anticipated game of the divisional round.
Oh, yeah.
And what the stats say.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about your game.
It is.
They said we'll be getting a rematch of last season AFC title game. Although the Chiefs won that one, the Bills won the most recent game between the two teams where they beat them 38-20 in Kansas City back in week 5. You know what I mean? So if the Bills – play like they've been playing the last few games, I don't think y'all can beat them. But I've seen Allen come out of legs, too. I've done my quarterback. But right now, he is playing. at MVP level, if he, I got to pick the Bills. That's what I hate to do that to you.
Oh, no, you ain't doing nothing to me. I'm telling you, the only reason why I'm picking the Chiefs is because we lost to them game five.
I mean, I'm just off hot street right now, man. I mean, he looked like the best player in playoffs.
And I think, now, I respect the hot street.
Yeah, I respect man, hot street. He playing good.
But I also respect that chip. That, man, they beat us in regular season, had the world thinking we won the team when I'm on. What's your opinion?
I think a lot like I feel about Aaron Rodgers. You know what I'm saying? Like, never beating the 49ers. Mm-hmm. Like, he got something to prove. I feel like after the game earlier this season, I feel like the Chiefs got something to prove. Yeah. And they playing at home. I like them. I like them at home.
So, I'm the only person to pick the Bills. I'm the only person to pick the Bucks?
No, I got the Bucks.
So, you're the only person to pick the Rams. Yeah. Everybody pick Packers. Everybody pick Titans. Yeah. Okay. And we shall see, good people. We shall see. I'm excited about that game. That's the game I'm sitting out to get the popcorn. That game, because neither one of them got like hella defenses. Right. You can score on them. Patrick Mahomes gonna score. Yeah. Oh, he good for 30 points.
Man, so this is something that we didn't talk about. Now we played the Steelers last week too. Patrick Mahomes had the first game this season that where he looked like himself. Mm-hmm. Five touchdown, 400 yards. Mm. First game he done that all season. Yeah. That's what he do. Right. Maybe he need the playoffs to do it. I'm not sure. But we're going to see.
I'm excited. I'm hyped about that one.
Yeah, me too.
That's going to be a high
score. Well, so another reason why I don't like to pick my team, because my team normally makes me biased. Everybody know I'm a Chiefs fan. Everybody know I've been a Chiefs fan my whole life. Everybody know I think they're going to win.
Stay biased. Because if the same were playing, don't kill the plan. Don't ask me who I pick. Slap shit out you. I have you on picking. We can be playing the NFC All Stars. Oh, we got a chance. Let me tell y'all why. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm not. Not this year. I ain't said no shit like that. But you get what I'm saying? Yeah. On my regular Saints team, when we had Drew.
I'm going to tell you who you said that y'all was going to beat every time, and I agree with you. And we both was right. Tampa Bay.
Oh, yeah. In Atlanta. I don't know why, but Atlanta.
Wait.
We're going to beat them every time in Atlanta.
Wait, Atlanta.
Don't brag, because they normally beat us at home the same year every year.
But Atlanta?
When we go down, just because they put Mercedes-Benz on their dome, we think we own it.
Atlanta, terrible. Well, y'all don't say Mercedes-Benz no more.
No, we Caesar Superdome. Yeah. Mercedes, that's the same, well, naturally the same company. You know, you know, they buy those leases for 20 years. Mm-hmm. Now the 20 years, they change it. Or they can change if they want to. So I'm going to say they've been bought the new dome.
Yeah, the Staples Center ain't Staples Center no more.
What is it now?
Crypto.com.
Show him. I did hear that. Yeah.
People so sad.
And the NFL is a 20-year lease. People I don't know so what it is. Basketball.
I was like, yo, it ain't that deep.
So we'll be the Caesars Superdome for 20 years. You know what I mean? After that, we may be Elon Musk Superdome.
Tesla Superdome.
Yeah. He gonna put his name on it, knowing him.
Tesla being, where you from? Like Seattle or somewhere?
Oh, he lived in Seattle. He ain't from the States, though.
No, I think he's from Elon Musk. Yeah, that nigga there from somewhere else.
He definitely is something else. He got, he lost all his hair when he was young, got a transplant, got it back.
You can just go out and buy hair?
Yeah.
What the hell's going on with LeBron then?
To have on tape.
Bruh, LeBron. Bruh, have you seen the new one?
Bruh, me and LeBron are the same age.
Hey, you never guess where he is from.
He from like a weird place.
No, not really.
What?
Just he in Germany?
No. What? Africa.
Yeah.
He from South Africa. Yeah. Well, you knew it was that part of Africa.
Yeah.
But I had no idea he was African.
Okay.
From Pretoria, South Africa.
I knew it was some weird like that.
You know, I have seen that before.
I've read it before too. Yeah. I've read his Wikipedia page, so I knew I'd seen that.
That's what I'm on.
What's
all he married to a Riley. I not need to check on that. I ain't never met a Riley I want some kin to.
You ain't no kin to that one.
I might check into it, cool. You know what I'm saying? I might consolidate cool.
Y'all about, bruh,
He said Riley. The Riley that he married to is about how many shades is it total? How many shades is it total?
I don't know, but it's the complete opposite end of the spectrum. Yeah. These ain't even shades no more. These are hues.
Yeah. He like white too, man. The darkest shade versus the lightest shade. Like, she's transparent.
She white.
And you oblique. Ain't no bleak the dark one that you can't see through?
Yeah.
I think so. Like, I think the other side is translucent.
Yeah. Yeah, she white. He married the same woman twice.
Hey, man, sometimes you have to double back. What's that song on docket, man? We're going to close this thing up early tonight.
Oh, Dream finally watched The Eternals.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
Yes.
Dream, give us your Eternals hot take.
You were right.
Why is all...
I was
it? Yeah, why Angelina Jolie still look like she do?
Bro, Angelina Jolie is...
forever fine.
Like, bro, I don't know.
Forever.
She found a fine of youth, bro.
That is, man.
I feel like she was adopting them black African kids and drinking their tears or something.
She gotta be. She gotta be, bro. Those lips are still those lips.
Bro.
Yeah.
When she came out, I just looked at my lady like, she's still doing it.
Bro, and they made she was fine and see now. That's hard to do.
Now how that number go together?
Selma Hayek ain't no.
No, she wasn't no punk either.
She
enough.
Bad too.
She wasn't no punk either.
Selma Hayek got to be close to 60.
Yeah, if she not already 60. Hold on, I'm finna look that up.
Got to be close to 60, bro.
Yeah, yeah. She younger than I think she younger than
She 55.
And how, let's find out how old Angelina Jolie is.
No, Angelina Jolie is younger than Selma Hayek. You crazy?
Think so?
I 100%. Well, I question. Let's bet.
But I'm telling you, Angelina is about 90.
Bad dollar, hurry. Bad dollar.
I ain't gonna be a dollar. But Angelina Jolie and Miss Betty White went to school together.
He went bad with
me.
Angelina 46.
I thought so.
June 46?
And now, her and Selma. June 4th, 1975?
Yeah, I knew that.
But she's still supposed to look good. She's in mid-40s. I thought she at least 60.
What happened to you?
We drank the same thing.
That's how I'm going to look in 10 years.
Hey, Dream just chopped me down so hard just then. You know who Angelina Jolie's father is?
Who?
John Voight.
Who?
John Voight.
He a singer?
No.
That name, I know that name.
Was he like a slave owner or something?
No, Voight is the dude that was the villain in Anaconda. He played.
Show me.
That's her daddy? Yeah, that's her daddy.
Stop it.
I'm not. Yeah, the dude, he was the villain in Anaconda, played in National Treasure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's her daddy.
They look alike, now that you say it.
Yeah, that's her daddy.
Yep. He was dirty in Anaconda.
Yeah. What? Was he in Hannibal, too?
I don't know if he was in Hannibal.
No. That was Anthony Hopkins.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, and it's so funny because you know they was in Tomb Raider together, which is why that was such a big deal because it was like father daughter, you know what I'm saying, playing opposite roles.
Why they got different last name?
I have no idea. Her mom's name was.
He probably was Rolling Stone.
Bertrand, Michelle Bertrand, something like that.
Oh, her mom got a different last name too. Yeah. Oh, so they just like you pick your own last name.
Probably.
White privilege.
But have you ever seen her mom? That's who she looked like. She get her olive skin and her lips from her mom.
Olive skin?
Yeah. That was the first time I had ever heard of that, but like, so like Greek women, that's how they describe their skin. It's not dark, but it's like a white woman with a tan, like with a natural tan. They call it olive. Olive skin.
I didn't know that.
I like some of the characters in the movie. Watching that movie, man, I like some of the way characters. I like,
he just said nothing about 30 seconds.
The big dude who punch everything.
All right,
I love his role in the movie.
He was dope.
Yeah, super dope.
He was like my favorite guy.
He's most definitely my favorite person in that movie. He's my favorite person in that movie all the way around.
Talk about the Asian guy.
Over who?
All the way around.
Oh yeah, yeah, the Asian guy. Person in the movie. He like super strong.
He kind of reminded me of Wong.
He looked like one.
That's what I thought it was, bro.
But that's racist. So
it is racist.
So
You want to tell you why he's my favorite?
First of all, black folks can't be racist.
You want to tell you, like, I remember when I first saw him walk on the screen, I was like, hey!
It's wrong!
I didn't even do that. That wouldn't be racist. No. You want to tell me that? I was like, hey! The nigga from The Wolf on Wall Street got another role. Because
he was
The Wolf
on Wall Street. He was.
Then, now the shocker was the black dude in the movie.
Why was that with Sean?
That's a dude from ATL, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
From Atlanta. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's starting to get some big roles. Mm-hmm. Big roles. I'm impressed and happy to see that brother getting roles in movies like that.
Let me tell you another shocker that's going to blow your mind. Do you know why his character was gay in the movie? Because he's gay in real life.
Who?
That guy.
The black dude?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yep.
Didn't know that.
Yep.
Speaking of Atlanta, Atlanta's coming back in like...
Well, I'd be damned.
A week or two.
No, it's March.
Because you know like the March, funny part 13th, is...
18th, 18th, some shit soon. Like
what's from just the main character. I've seen him play in a few movies now. Because every time every time I see him, he stick out.
Who?
The black guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know him when you see him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, but
he's a good actor, though.
Brian Henry.
Blew my mind. How good he's transitioned into bigger stuff. But never would imagine he's gay. So I actually remember in the movie saying to myself, I wonder if they're going to make him play the intern role with the other man, because I bet he going to have a hard time playing that role.
What role?
What was I wrong?
Oh, yeah, you was wrong. It's real wrong.
Whoa, because they do one kissing scene.
Mm-hmm.
When he tell him he need him to go on and go.
I didn't see that.
You didn't watch the movie?
I did. I missed it.
Yeah, when they come to get him to take him back, I told him they need him to come help. He said, no, I'm not going to. I got a son, I got a husband, I'm happy. I don't care nothing about that fighting, killing stuff. Y'all got
to
do.
And that's when he told
him
he need to go.
And he told me, yeah, you need to go. And he was like, why you want me to leave? He said, because if you give our son a chance.
I know where you're at. You ain't got to keep continuing.
Yeah, that's what the kids got.
He about to do the whole scene.
Yeah, that's I do the scenes.
But, go ahead, continue giving us your take on the movie. You all over the place.
I'll tell you my high points of it. Thought it was well wrote. I really can't find nothing bad about it at all. I mean, I didn't think it was one of the best Marvels. But I think Superman fucking crazy. He bipolar shit.
His name is Ajax, right?
No, it's not Ajax. It's golly.
Icarus.
Icarus, that's right. Well, you know that's a true character from Greek mythology, I think, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
All of them's named off of like Greek and
you're right, because Greek and Athena. I know for sure that's one too.
She was going by Athena, but yeah. Athena.
Yeah.
Ajax
is one of them. But I don't know if that's
Athena. Helios, they showed at the end. He go by something different.
I ain't get that in the end. Why the other dude so big? Why the big red man so big?
Big red man.
Yeah.
Oh, you talking about because he's a celestial.
He like huge, bro.
Yeah, so the celestials are coming in. Yeah, they all big. All of them huge. They planet destroyer. They huge, yeah.
How you beat them?
They beat them.
Thank you for ruining the movie that ain't came out yet, buddy. They beat them. They are huge.
Yeah,
hey, did you watch the app post?
I didn't get it at all.
You gotta watch the post.
So
I did.
So did you watch both of them?
Both of them.
It's two.
Yeah.
Marvel movies got two now.
I'm talking about the after credits post scene.
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, when the dude came in with the...
knife? The sword? Wait a minute. So you seen the first post credit scene where Helios showed up and he go by a different name. But he's a big character. He's a huge character.
It's obvious.
Huge character.
He came in with the dude who introduced him.
They finna introduce Adam Warlock, which is another huge character. Yeah. Pretty sure he's going to be a big antagonist in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. But after that, it shows. Remember when she got taken by what was his name, man?
Star Fox.
But what was that? That's one of his aliases. He got another name too. But who the people that came and took the main girl? What was the big dude name, man? People called him Galactus, but he's not Galactus.
No, they said the name in there. And I can't think of it either.
But remember when she came and took him to her boyfriend was like, hey, I got something I need to tell you too about my family. Yeah. And he took him away.
Yeah.
the last credit scene is him walking up to this box in his like family room, and he open it, and it's a sword and a wrap with a cursed block cloth. And you can hear the sword talking, and he's reaching for it, and you're seeing the sword move for him. That sword is actually the ebony blade. I'm gonna break it down for the people who ain't, I mean, that don't know. That sword is actually the ebony blade. His family is a family of vampire killers. He apparently is gonna be the Dark Knight, which is gonna be dope. But that ain't the part that make the scene dope. Forget all that. The part that make the scene dope is you hear a voice in the background say, "Are you sure you're ready for that?" It's Mahershala Ali.
How you definitely pronounce it?
Mahershala Ali. Do you know why that's important that it was his voice? He playing the new Blade, man. He's the new Blade.
I most definitely didn't get to that part.
Oh, man, I can't wait.
I knew that dude was going to play another role when she gave him that family crest. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but I knew that meant something.
It's going to be good, man. They've got some... Yeah, it's going to be a vibe, man. Like, Marvel is... It's not... You know, some people hated the movie. Some people liked it. You know, I was kind of in between. Like, it ain't Spider-Man, but it's also not the worst movie they've ever made. I just think that they... When I watched it, I've been watched it twice. But the first time that I watched it, I felt like they gave us... It was almost like they gave us an Avengers movie before they built up the character. So it was kind of hard to care as much because we just didn't have as much background about the individuals. And that was the only hard part for me to get into. But ultimately, I liked it. You know what I mean? I liked it enough to watch it again. So
I watched it for the first time on Wednesday.
Okay.
And I went into it with the... it's bad. I heard everybody talking about it was bad. I seen the reviews. They said it was terrible. And I was like, I'm just going to check it out.
Right.
I watched it, got through it, and was like, it's not bad. It's not the worst Marvel movie. Now, when you say the worst Marvel movie, it's really hard to pick the worst Marvel movie. In my opinion, it's Thor, Dark Worlds. Second Thor. My opinion. But
I know a lot of people that didn't like that movie.
Oh, it was bad. But outside of that, and it's hard to say. It's like the worst Marvel movie is still a good movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So... But they were saying it was the worst Marvel movie. It wasn't. A lot of people said what you said, that they need to break it up and explain each character. Mm-hmm. But they're never broken up. They're always a team. Even in the comics. Yeah. The Eternals is always a team. They're always introduced as a team. That's like breaking up the Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
Right. I get it. So it kind of made sense for them to do that. So I accepted that. I liked it, man. I thought it was a pretty good movie. I'm more interested to see how they're going to tie it in with everything. I can see some of the ties forming, but not all of them. I enjoyed it. I thoroughly enjoyed it. What you was about to say?
Same thing. I enjoyed it too.
I'm wondering what role they're going to play in the Doctor Strange. Because to me, the Doctor Strange movie seemed like it's going to be how the first Avengers movie was.
Mm-hmm.
Except they're going to get there a lot faster. You know what I'm saying? Because they gave us these Disney Plus shows.
Mm-hmm.
Then they're tying, you know, basically... WandaVision, Loki, maybe portions of Hawkeye with the Spider-Man movie, Eternals, and Shang-Chi.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that Doctor Strange movie is going to be how that first Avengers movie was. It's going to start to kind of tie into pieces, and then they're going to give us like the continuation in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
Yeah, because they're back to back.
Right.
Yeah, I feel like that's
how it's going
to
flow.
I think the Eternals is going to have more to do with the Guardians of the Galaxy movie because that guy, Star Fox, was, if I'm not mistaken, this could be bad information, was Adam Warlock's sidekick for a long time.
Okay.
And Adam Warlock is anti-hero. So.
I know Star Fox is Thanos' brother.
Yes.
So, yeah.
And Adam Warlock is, like, super powerful. Right. Like, Captain Marvel, powerful, but
anti-hero.
Anti-hero.
Right.
So... I think that's when they're going to come relevant. The Kang the Conqueror comes relevant in Quantumania.
Yeah.
But Kang the Conqueror is a big
character
deal.
Yeah.
So I feel like they're telling us that's when he's going to be relevant, but I feel like he's going to get introduced before then.
Okay.
he's gonna have to play a role somewhere before then. I see that. And like, what would it fit more than the multiverse?
Will Poulter is playing Adam Warlock in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
Yeah.
So yeah.
What was your favorite scene from the movie?
My favorite scene from the movie was
You can think about it. What's your favorite scene, Buck?
Honestly, I don't know if I have one.
Probably the wood scene when they killed my boy.
He's at the buffer by himself.
He buff.
He told him to go too. Yeah. Go ahead, they need you. He whooping there. He killed one by himself too.
Yeah.
He was in there cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what would you got when I need you, man? It was a tough one. You know what? I love that character, man. My favorite scene is when the fast girl was whooping Icarus' ass.
Oh yeah. Oh, she treated.
That was a good fight, though, boy. She was wearing his ass. I'm like, they told him he can't even stop this girl whooping his ass. And he said, enough. I said, shit, never mind. Y'all help him. Everybody go wake up the dead man ringing him, too. I'm going to stop. He said, enough.
He was tearing him up,
but she whooped his ass for a good little minute, though.
She the second strongest character.
No. He's the second strongest character.
Who's the strongest?
The girl
that
ended it all?
Nah.
Shit. She didn't even know her screen, bro. She still don't know her screen.
That's true.
You know, she took one out so easy. Don't know how she did it.
Yeah, she turned to a tree.
Yeah. How you do that? I don't know. Fucking around his hair, lights come out of a roof of a redwood. Yeah, I think he's the second.
Hey, what else we got? I do want to say something.
Microsoft acquisition.
Oh yeah, that is something to talk about. I forgot about that. We had a little topic, so we just ain't transitioning well.
Right. We did. We had a couple of things to talk
about. We found some stuff to talk about. We just transitioning terribly tonight. So you want to tell about what Microsoft transition is?
Sure. So Microsoft is, well, they wait, already have.
I'm sorry. Because this, what I wanted to say had something to do with movies.
Okay, go ahead.
It don't make sense.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sam Richardson is like my breakout movie star from last year.
Okay.
Y'all know who Sam Richardson is?
The name sounds familiar.
He is the quirky black guy, man. He played in, he played in, his biggest role that you would have seen in a movie was The Tomorrow, probably.
I know who he is. I know him from other stuff, though.
Yeah. He been playing some good, I like his character.
Okay.
He's been playing good roles. Anyway, I just want to say that how he's been somebody that when he drop a new movie, I'll be looking to see it now.
Okay.
Because he's playing good, such good roles. Anyway, I'm sorry.
I'm trying to figure out what else I know him from, though. I remember The Tomorrow War, but no, he was in Good Boys. I remember that. He was in Office Christmas Party, which was funny as shit.
Mm-hmm.
He was in We're the Millers, which was a pretty good movie.
Mm-hmm. But see, all the minor roles.
He was in something else, though.
I think his big roles is like The Tomorrow War, he had his role was a little bit. He had another one. He just did a movie. I think it was Hooking Up. Where he, it was.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
Where he would go around the country with his girl.
Yeah.
It was a great movie. He was a main character in that. And then Werewolf Within, which is really fun.
I hadn't seen it. I have to watch that.
It's definitely a watch. But no, anyway, we can move. Hey, progress. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. Real quick before we move on. Y'all seen Encanto?
Not yet.
Bro, watch it.
I heard good stuff about it.
It's pretty good. Like, some people, I had seen a couple people that were just like, it was all right. You know what I'm saying? But I liked it. It was much different from the typical Disney princess. It's not really a Disney princess movie. You know what I'm saying? It kind of put me in that same mind frame like how Soul was. Soul was a good animated movie,
mm-hmm.
but it wasn't like a princess movie. This movie kind of got like princess elements to it, but it ain't a princess movie. And the soundtrack is dope as shit. Like, it's got some good songs in it. So
I'm a big animated film movie guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched Mitchells versus the Machines. It's a Netflix movie.
Okay.
Phenomenal.
What's it called?
The Mitchells versus the Machines.
I had to watch it.
Hilarious, bro.
I watch it.
Hilarious.
I watch a lot of. You got me into anime, but I like always been a fan of like
animation. Yeah.
In general. So yeah, like, which I still hadn't finished Arcane. But I'm
going to
finish that.
Bro, you and Denasia 100% sit down and watch The Mitchells versus The Machines.
Okay.
Oh, man. And the art style is great, too, because it's the CGI art style like right. you would see in what in Pixar movies and DreamWorks movies. Yeah. But it's also like 2D animation that pops up on the screen as you go. Because the girl in the movie is artistic, right? So she's like into shooting films and stuff.
Okay.
Oh, man, it's phenomenal.
I watch it.
It's phenomenal.
I like stuff like that.
One of the best movies. One of the better movies I've seen from last year. Yeah. Anyway, Microsoft.
So today, Microsoft Corporation is buying Activision Blizzard Incorporated in a $68.7 billion all-cash acquisition. It says it's united two of the biggest forces in video games. It's the software maker's biggest deal ever, almost three times as large as the 2016 purchase of LinkedIn. Five key reasons it happened were the size... their mobile platform to be able to bypass App Store fees. Of course, the metaverse, which we kind of talked about earlier. And then it talked about the three C's, which is basically the cloud, content, and creators. You know what I'm saying? And it's just focusing on as far as like Activision's past and future content onto its cloud gaming service, talking about Game Pass, just all that kind of stuff. So we're going to dig a little bit deeper. But the reason that I wanted to bring this up is because... I like the, as much as I'm not like a gamer like that. You know what I'm saying? But like with y'all, I know y'all love Call of Duty.
He loves Call of Duty.
Dream loves Call of Duty. So I know if we kind of talked about this before we got into pre-production, but I feel like I know where you were going with this. So go ahead and hit him with it.
So first I'm going to ask him, how does it make you feel? How does that make you feel?
I don't.
And I figured it didn't make you feel. Now, let me see if I can make you feel something for you.
You can't.
Let's see.
Before what you going to say?
What I'm going to say.
Say it.
No, you say what I'm going to say.
I'm doing research, so I have enough to talk about. I know what you're going with.
What?
Microsoft on Xbox.
What does that do?
It don't do anything exclusively because you take money out your pocket as well. What? So, I mean,
Microsoft ain't a fan. I mean, they don't care about that. They have 100% made Bethesda, 100% a Microsoft exclusive company. And Bethesda is the biggest RPG game maker, second biggest to Squaresoft. This is stuff you don't know because you don't play other games, but Bethesda is huge. And they don't make games for no other consoles anymore but Microsoft. So, with that being said, Microsoft do not care about taking Call of Duty off every console. Mind you, Microsoft... don't need Xbox to survive. Sony needs PlayStation to survive.
Mm-hmm.
The reason Sony is still around is because of PlayStation. Mm-hmm. The reason why Xbox is still around is because of Microsoft. It's the opposite.
You know what's even crazy about that? When we talked about the size, it said the transaction, if it can get regulatory approval, will create the world's number three global gaming company, catapulting Microsoft just behind China's Tencent Holdings Limited, which is the publisher for League of Legends.
The biggest game in the world.
And game console rival Sony Corporation because they make the PlayStation. Mm-hmm. PlayStation's a big console, but like you said, Xbox need Microsoft. Microsoft don't need Xbox.
Right.
So.
And PlayStation is leading the sales war, which is a lot of people don't know this, but like, so if you add lifetime sales together, Xbox lifetime sales, and Nintendo lifetime sales, Nintendo been around forever. You have both those lifetime sales together against PlayStations, they might tie with PlayStation. Damn. PlayStation outsell that much more. But, like I said, this ain't the first company Microsoft been bought. So this is the regulatory problem coming in there. Because Monopoly is finna start against Green.
Right.
Because Microsoft has bought everybody. They bought everybody. Now, the second reason why this deal is possible, because Activision bought Blizzard years ago. Blizzard is the company that created Warcraft, Starcraft, World of Warcraft, the biggest game, online MMO ever made. At one point, they had 21 million subscribers. At $14 a month. I played it for 7 years. You know what I'm saying? They made Overwatch, which was a huge game.
I remember that.
That got stagnant, right? They could have made that something, they got stagnant and keeping it relevant.
Right.
But the only reason why this was able to happen is because Blizzard just got under heavy fire. Like, the company itself, they had to fire presidents, half the staff gone for, like, what they call it. They call it locker room activity, frat boy activity. They said, like, they was it was a real sexist company, the way it was treating people. Man, the creators, the biggest creators, like, half your most of your Twitch streamers play three games. League of Legends, Call of Duty, and, well, Fortnite, and, like, some variation of an MMO. At the time, it was World of Warcraft.
Okay.
But now it's Final Fantasy 14 because of all the stuff that happened. Man, they lost a lot of money. That's what the value. I guarantee you, if that never happened, that number would have been double. I can see that. Would have been double.
You know something that I did not know? So, a lot of people don't realize that the number one gaming device on the planet is a cell phone.
Yeah, it's your mobile phone.
And because mobile gaming is basically the fastest growing segment of gaming, Activision owned King. King owned Candy Crush.
Mm-hmm. Guess who plays Candy Crush?
That is like major.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That is major.
Oh yeah, it's ridiculous. What's your name, man? You gonna buy Xbox?
Buy stocks and PlayStation so they can fight Microsoft.
Nah, I
honestly don't think that happening. I don't think they'll take it off the consoles. Just because it's...
Or they'll leave the Battle Royale section free.
No, I don't think they'll touch it at all. I don't think they'll touch it at all. I'm going to tell you, Activision is poison, though. I hate it when they teamed up with Bungie. And I hated it when they teamed up with Blizzard. Bungie broke away. But, you know, Microsoft may can fix it. Microsoft can't get nothing right lately, though, so we'll see.
I just wanted to kind of touch on that because, like, that is a huge deal for the game.
Wait, did you hit the key? The thing that stood out to me was Metaverse.
Yeah.
Where I'm telling y'all,
it's clever. Y'all ain't going to be in the Matrix.
They are hiring, I found hiring jobs now for people in Metaverse to be support analysts in the Metaverse. So your job is to get up, put the Oculus headset on for 4 hours, and just answer questions and help people.
It says gaming is one of Microsoft's two big metaverse plays. The other is office and conference software. Mm-hmm. Dell and Spencer already viewed the communities of gamers that have grown up around titles like Minecraft and Halo as similar to the metaverse concept. The acquisition will offer even more massive and devoted game communities to create their own metaverses.
So, yeah. So
it's basically just creating an ecosystem of content.
What Meta is trying to do is, think about this. Meta is trying to make one place, central hub, that you walk in and you look like yourself. And then Dream say, hey, man, I'm going to play Call of Duty. And he run off and play Call of Duty. Yeah. And then Halo is over here. And when you go in those worlds, they're them worlds.
Right.
It's Ready Player One on the way.
Yeah. That's they have literally been showing the shit to us in our faces.
Yeah.
And now we finna be living in it.
Ready Player One was kind of dope, though. I'm kind of hyped for it. Just going to be honest with you.
You know a movie that I still hadn't seen? I know we.
Oh, that's fine. Free We're guy? Closing up.
Yeah, Free Guy.
Free Guy was great. I like
was
it.
Was it?
Yeah, I like
I,
it.
I plan on watching it before.
It's a bit weird, but well, different one of his better movies.
I like Ryan Reynolds. Ryan Reynolds is just fun.
You got to watch it because he's in it.
I'm a gamer guy. So they had a whole bunch of game.
I'm gonna check it out.
I mean, I didn't know what it was, but I seen him. Like, oh, this is new. All right, play.
Bro, it's a. That's not mine. Quota. I was going to keep going, bro.
Oh, you good, bro. The quarter week says everyone has two eyes, but no one has the same view.
That's a fact. Because me and Dream never see stuff on the same page.
And that'll be up on all our social media, man. Y'all make sure y'all like, share, subscribe, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, everything, man. Y'all make sure y'all up. Y'all stay up with us. This is episode 90. It is the South.
We out. Peace.